that Jesus Christ has conquered death, that death did not win, that humanity is freed from Satan's tyranny that we so foolishly jumped into headfirst in the garden. Jesus now has gone back to a different garden. He went back to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was tempted but stayed faithful to the Father's plan, where Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now there's a better tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of the cross, and we eat the fruit of that tree. We receive our Lord in the Lord's Supper, and all of this is made possible by the fact that Easter Sunday follows Good Friday, that the sacrifice is accepted by the Father, Jesus is declared innocent, and he is risen from the dead, and that is our destiny. The Lord has called us to be his own people. We've been buried with Christ in baptism, and we're going to be raised with him, therefore. And so, you know, we are connected to Jesus. We ride his coattails down to the cross, through the tomb, but then, yes, up in resurrection on the last day. That is the theme of, I mean, it's the theme of Christianity, of course, but we relive its newness, its joy, every single year at Easter.